Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Well, happy Monday to you, Kat.
Hey, happy Monday, Bruce. How was your holiday weekend?
It was good. It was fine. Actually went to the Harbor Skate, took Junior to that, and checked it out, did some roller skating. Yeah.
Fun.
It was his first time out and everything like that. And I hadn't been for 14 years, so it was my first time too. So,
yeah. How'd he do?
He did all right. He did the traditional, you know, flop down on the butt a couple of times, but yeah, he did good. Yeah. He got right back up. Well, they have these little, I wish these would have been around when I was a little kid. But they have these little cheat things, you know, little tripods that you hold on to, little handle things you can hold on to and cruise around with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. But it was neat getting him out there and doing some roller skating. So that was a big thing we did. So, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was a great Thanksgiving. Cooked a lot of food, ate a lot of food. I mean, who doesn't eat a lot of food on Thanksgiving? Exactly. But very peaceful holiday, which is always nice to be able to say on Thanksgiving. Not everybody gets that, I know. So. And then the whole weekend, we just spent a bunch of time painting sets for rent since that's opening on Friday. So I'm just having a grand old time this weekend. Yeah.
Right on. That's that's great. That's great. Yeah. But yeah.
All
okay.
Right.
Beautiful.
You do that.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of Thanksgiving, last year I was kind of bummed out because I like the dark meat, you know, and I was by myself, just me and Junior. And so I made a turkey breast, you know, in the crock pot. And it was good. It was cool. I did fine, seasoned it and all that. But I got turkey legs this year. That's what I was wanting the day after Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, man, I wish I could have found me some turkey legs. And I got me some turkey legs and I crock-fried them. So bomb diggity. Yeah, you want to talk about a peaceful one. Yeah, I kind of got spoiled last year because my family's all over the United States and everything like that. Yeah. We get invited to go places, but you know, I got spoiled. I was able to watch all three football games last year and, you know, enjoy myself and just relax. And so. I did it again this year, you know, so it was cool. So
not too shabby, man.
Not too bad. No. And then we go over and we'll go to Chrissy Cooper's place and James's house. And we'll do one on Saturday, do a little family thing with them, you know. But we did the lights. Yes. Went and visited the lights. That was very cool. They look good. Yeah. A little bit more than last year. Even again, they keep adding to it. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Very cool. Yeah.
I'm getting excited. Can't wait to see it myself.
Yeah, well, hope everybody out there got out and did something this weekend. We got lots going on. We'll be telling you about it here pretty soon. But before we get going, I'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary, the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, Just the Jeweler, and Oregon Coast VIP Marketing for sponsoring the Insider Report. And if you'd like to sponsor our show or one of the other fine shows there on KCIW, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and you will be on your merry way. And, you know, usually we got the fishermen here, old Brother Dave is on board. But this week, we've got a couple people from Wild River Symphony concerts. We've got Jill Jevery and Daniel Sedgwick. Hello, you guys. How you doing?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, going all right. You guys got some exciting news about some concerts coming up that you're all putting on? Well, tell us about
sure.
it.
Yeah. So we have two concerts coming up. The first one's in Crescent City on Sunday, December 4th at Elk Valley Rancheria at 3:00. And then Monday night, December 5th at 7:00 at the Trinity Lutheran Church on Easy Street. And we're doing a nice array of music that features a lot of our local musicians. Kristen Volta will be doing a clarinet solo on some Debussy music with the orchestra. And then with the wind ensemble, John Pritchett, who's also on the radio. He's using his radio voice and doing a narration of "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and our featured work for the season is the Grand Canyon Suite, which is a 35-minute just a picturesque five movement piece that talks about the Grand Canyon, and it's absolutely stunning. And that piece is a rental piece that was Christy Lynn Rust put up the rental fees for all that. To make this special project happen. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Right. Now, these concerts, what's the one in Easy Street? What time is that one?
7:00.
Monday night in Brookings on December 5th, 7:00 at Trinity Lutheran Church.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. Right. And then the other one's in Crescent City. Might as well repeat that one more time, too.
That's Sunday, December 4th at 3 p.m. at the Elk Valley Rancheria headquarters on Holland Hill Road.
This is the first of two that you're going to be presenting over the winter, or do you have more concerts planned?
Just those two for the winter, but we also have a spring performance. Concerts are later in April, and we don't need to talk at length on that one now.
No.
These will be only two for this cycle, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, great. Well, I'm glad you came on and told us all about it, and it sounds like some exciting stuff and good people there playing. So anything else you want to add to it? Or
I guess I should just mention where you get tickets. You can always get pre-sale tickets. You save a little bit of money. They're only $10 versus $12 if you do it at in person. But pre-sale tickets are either at Delner Off Supply or Wright's Custom Framing, or you can also purchase them online at wildriversymphony.org.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, that's an important part to know. All right. Well, good. I think we got it all out there then. Well, thank you for coming on board, Jill and Dan. And good luck with the concerts. Hope you have a great turnout and everything goes well. Happy holidays
to you.
Happy
holidays.
Likewise.
Thank you, Bruce.
Forward to it. Thank you.
You betcha.
All right,
take care.
Bye.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. Okay.
This clarinetist is super excited. I can't wait to see that. I love going to their concerts every holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, hey, we got a new music schedule because we're sliding into December now here. And
let's go ahead and
get that started. Yeah.
All right. To start things off, Lon Goddard is playing on the 10th of December at Kuntai Restaurant. Music's from 6 to 8 p.m. And then on the 16th of December, he'll be at Misty Mountain Brewing, again playing from 6 to 8.
Yep, and then Rap Brush on the 2nd. He'll be at Checo Brewing from 6 to 8. On the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th, he'll be at the Kuntai Restaurant, 6 to 8. On the 10th, he'll be at the Manly Arts Center, 2nd Saturday Art Walk, 3 to 6. And then on the 14th, he'll be doing a little show there at Seaview Senior Living from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, yeah. All right. And Disturbing the Peace is playing on the 31st of December, that's New Year's Eve, at the McKinleyville Moose Lodge. Music starts at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, there you go. And the Mighty Steelheads will be playing on the 23rd at the Elk Valley Casino at 7:30. And then on the 31st, they'll be at the Inateca doing New Year's Eve Balling with the Steelheads at 9 p.m. All right. Mm-hmm.
And at the Inateca in Crescent City, they have a couple of events coming up here. On the 2nd of December, they're going to have a DJ night, another DJ in the house on the 30th, and again on the 31st, they have their New Year's Eve Ballin' with the Mighty Steelheads. That's at 9.
Yes, indeedy. And hey, Latitude 42, on the 3rd, they got Black GTO playing at 9:30 p.m. On the 10th, they'll have a band called Swerve at 9:30. And then on the 31st, of course, they're going to have a New Year's Eve with Cut It Like the Kings at 9:30. Yeah, very cool. Yep.
And Chris Capitano is playing on Wednesdays at Kuntai. Music starts at 5, ends at 7. Then on Fridays, he's playing at Zola's on the Water. Music runs from 5:30 to 8:30.
Yep. And then Misty Mountain Brewing and Tap House on the 16th, they'll have Lon Goddard playing from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
We've got a schedule here for Mike Powell as well. On the 2nd, he'll be at the Brookings Elks Lodge playing from 7 to 9 p.m. Then on the 9th, he'll be at Checo Brewing from 6 to 8. And on the 16th, he'll be at Oxenfree playing music from 8 to 10.
Yeah, and then the Bloodline Band, they'll be playing on the 31st, Lucky 7 Casino Lounge here at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, and oh my goodness, we have some music from Tiger Lily.
Wow.
He's playing Wednesdays at Latitude 42 during the open mic event. That's going to be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. And then on Sundays, he'll be at Compass Rose Brunch from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yes, indeed. Tiger Lily back. I love it. Hey, and then we got one more here that popped up at the 101 Bar and Grill. On the 3rd, they're having a stand-up comedy night. This will be going on at 9 p.m. And you know, incidentally there, Kat, since we're right there, on the 2nd, that is my 61st birthday there. So, yeah.
Well, cool. Happy birthday to you, sir. Early, hon.
I ain't feeling it, but I'm going to be there. Yeah, that's good. So
fantastic. Yeah. All right. That does it for our music schedule for the month of December. And now it is time to get into some events here. We've got the Gull Beach Community Center on Airport Way in Gull Beach. They're having their Christmas Arts and Crafts Fair. This is going to be happening on the 2nd of December from 4 to 9 p.m. And then on the 3rd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., they say get into the Christmas spirit and get some great gifts.
Yeah, and then, hey, you can learn how to foxtrot at the Methodist Church Fireside Room at 6648 Street in Crescent City. This is happening now to 12/6 on Tuesdays, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. They got dance lessons by Carol Z. For info on this, you can call 707-457-7955. There's no partner needed, and they do have a $5 suggested donation.
Rent isn't the only thing going on at the Playhouse in December. We're also holding auditions for the thriller Misery from the mind of master storyteller Stephen King. Auditions for this are going to be taking place on the 6th and the 7th of December. That's a Tuesday and a Wednesday. Audition starts at 6:30 p.m. And we are looking for three adult actors needed to portray this tale of obsession and horror. Misery follows successful romance novelist Paul Sheldon, who's rescued from a car crash by his, quote, number one fan, Annie Wilkes. He wakes up captive in her secluded home. While Paul's convalescing, Annie reads his latest book and becomes enraged when she discovers the author has killed off her favorite character, Misery Chastain. Annie forces Paul to write a new Misery novel, and he quickly realizes Annie has no intention of letting him go anywhere. The irate Annie has Paul writing as if his life depends on it, and it does. And if you're unfamiliar with this story, hey, this was a 1990 film starring Kathy Bates and James Caan. Bates' performance actually won her an Oscar for Best Actress in a Leading Role and helped to make her a household name. So again, those dates are the 6th and 7th of December, 6:30 p.m. at the Checo Playhouse in Brookings. We need actors to portray one adult woman and two adult men. And anyone interested in behind-the-scenes work, such as stage crew, lighting, sound, and set design, are also welcome. And scripts will get distributed to cast members the week after auditions so that actors can get a head start on learning their lines. Rehearsals begin the first week of January, so you do get the holidays off. Show dates will be in February. If you have any questions about auditions or the show in general, you can call 541-469-1857, or you can email the director. What do you know? That's me, Kat Liddell. And my email is kat, K-A-T, at checkopelicanplayers.org.
Yeah. That is a very warped movie. They're very bizarre. Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing like a snowed-in thriller for the midwinter season. I like my snow stories, I tell you.
You're out there, and if there are people out there and they see it, yeah, watch that movie if they haven't seen it. I mean, that is
it's a classic at this point.
It's a classic, yeah, but boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo.
So intense.
Good. We got that
All
in.
All right. Let's take a peek here. What else is going on in this script? Hey. It's time for quotes from famous people with Cousin Bruce.
Yeah, all right. Hey, here's a few quotes from actress Jean Tierney. She portrayed Mrs. William Bradford in the 1952 movie, The Plymouth Adventure. If you haven't been following, it's the closest I can get to quotes from Pilgrims. So she says, I approached everything, my job, my family, my romance, with intensity. She says, jealousy is, I think, the worst of all traits because it makes a victim of both parties. That makes total sense. She said, life is like a message in a bottle to be carried by the winds and the tides. And last but not least, unlike on the stage, I never found it helpful to be good in a bad movie. Oh, yeah. I hope you enjoyed these quotes from Jean Tierney with Cousin Bruce. Till next week. Have a great one. Oh, yeah. One of my favorite actresses.
I do admire your dedication to at least trying to stick to the semblance of the Pilgrim thing. I do. I really. Good effort. Good effort.
Have fun with it at least. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Got to get creative.
That's right.
All right. Well, guess what? It's happening. It's here. The Nature's Coastal Holiday Festival Woo! Of Lights 2022 is open at Azalea State Park in Brookings. So it's now open. It's running through December 27th, and it's happening nightly from 5 to 9 p.m. Admission is $3 for adults. Kids 12 and under get in for free. It is cash only at the door. This is a walkthrough display that takes about 30 to 45 minutes. They do want to warn people extreme winter weather is always a possibility on the coast. It can impact opening for a night or force them to close early. They follow weather.com for the Brookings Harbor area. That's zip code 97415. And they post on their Facebook page by 3 o'clock if they know for sure the weather isn't going to permit an opening. And if the weather turns worse after opening, they also update their Facebook page. And hey, they also have some Santa and Mrs. Claus visits happening every Friday and Saturday night from 6 to 8 p.m. You can watch Facebook for updates and more information about those events. And again, too, they have a new Santa station, I heard, at the light show, too. So they're doing that a little bit differently from what I heard. And again, $3 for adults, kids 12 and under free, cash only.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that was the other part that I lucked out on. There was a line there and everything for Santa. And I said, hey, Junior, you want to go check out Santa? He goes, nah, I seen him last year. Oh. So we went ahead and just, well, all righty then. I love this kid. Yeah, no, we went on and checked out our life. It's always funny. But yeah, he was all, he's like, nah, checked him out last year.
Right. You can say the darndest thing.
I'm telling you, that one does it for sure. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Hey, the Del Norte Chamber of Commerce and Brookings Harbor Chamber of Commerce joint social mixers going on here. It's hosted by Checo Medical and Aesthetics and Beleza Spa. This is a joint two-county chamber mixer that will be held on Thursday, December 8th from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Checo Medical Center in Brookings. It's located at 97825 Shopping Center Avenue in Harbor. Joining forces with the Brookings Harbor Chamber, this two-county mixer is the first of its kind since 2015. Come mix and mingle with Brookings and Del Norte County Chamber members. Refreshments and door prizes will be provided, and there is no cost to attend. RSVP is appreciated, but not required. Call 541-412-9818.
And hey, the Curry Public Library up in Gold Beach is having their fifth annual Gingerbread House competition. Mm-hmm. The theme for this year is a Rogue River Winter. You can pick up a free gingerbread house kit from the library. They do say it is first come, first serve while supplies last. Or you can purchase your own kit or make your very own gingerbread house at home from scratch. And then on Saturday, December 10th, from 2 to 4 p.m., they ask you to bring your completed house and an entry slip for an in-person judging extravaganza. At the library, it's going to feature wintry treats, local celebrity judges, and fabulous prizes. Attendance is encouraged as judging is planned to be interactive, and they want you to wear an ugly sweater if you can for a chance to win prizes in their ugly sweater contest. Now, there are some rules here. Participants are welcome to use the kit provided, their own kit, or they can make their own gingerbread house from scratch. But regardless, all parts of the gingerbread house display must be edible. This is with the exception, of course, of the base or platform that the house stands on. And to be eligible into entry in the family division, at least one member of your household must be under the age of 18. Apparently, roommates are not something that I guess they consider as in the family. The family mindset there. So yes, got to be under the age of 18, at least one member of the household to participate in the family division.
There you go.
With that in mind, now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. G'day, Kat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that at one time works of art won medals at the Olympics? Well, it's true. Now, here's the story. At the 1912 Summer Olympics in Stockholm, American Walter Winans took the podium and waved proudly to the crowd. He had already won two Olympic medals, a gold for sharpshooting at the 1908 London Games, as well as a silver for the same event in 1912. But the gold he won at Stockholm wasn't for shooting or running or anything particularly athletic at all. It was instead awarded for a small piece of bronze he had cast earlier that year, a 20-inch tall horse pulling a small chariot. For his work, an American trotter, Winans won the first ever Olympic gold medal for sculpture. Strange as it sounds, for the first four decades of competition, the Olympics awarded official medals for painting, sculpture, architecture, literature, and music, alongside those for the athletic competitions. Well, from 1912 to 1952, juries awarded a total of 151 medals to original works in the fine arts inspired by athletic endeavors. Well, all a bushwhacker can say is, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, who can forget solo synchronized swimming? Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's bit of weird history with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Oh, yes. Yes, the old synchronized swimming. Mm-hmm.
I see they had to narrow their focus as the years went on.
Yeah.
That happens. Yeah. That happens over time, yeah, you know?
I saw that and I was like, okay, cool. I didn't ever hear never heard about that. Pretty wild.
The more you know, the more you know.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking about artistic feats here, the Checo Pelican Players, located at 1240 Checo Avenue in Brookings, are presenting Rent. This is the production of Jonathan Larson's hit musical. Set in the East Village of New York City at the height of the AIDS epidemic, Rent is about falling in love, finding your voice, and living for today. Winner of the Tony Award for Best Musical and the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, Rent has become a pop cultural phenomenon with songs that rock and a story that resonates across generations. Rent's going to be running for 3 weekends. It opens on December 2nd, that's Friday, closes on December 18th. Friday and Saturday performances start at 7:30 p.m., Sunday matinees start at 2 p.m., and doors open 45 minutes prior to showtime. There are a few different ways to get a seat. You can buy your tickets in advance online at checkopelicanplayers.org. You can, if you're not a computer person, call to reserve a seat and pay at the door. The reservation line is 541-469-1857. Or you can take a risk and buy your tickets at the door on the day of performance when the box office opens, but know that tickets are selling fast. For more information about this show, you can visit checkopelicanplayers.org.
Hey, and the Insider of Southern Oregon, thank you, is presenting Dueling 12 Strings. This is a fundraiser for the Brookings Harbor Food Bank. It's to be happening at the Grange in Harbor at 97895 Shopping Center Avenue on the 3rd of December here, this coming Saturday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is featuring guitarist extraordinaire Troy Spence Jr. and Chris Capitano. There'll be live music by the boys, Sprezzatura Pizza, and Misty Mountain Brewing. But wait, there's more. There will also be a gift basket full of goodies donated by Aunt Lori's Sweets for a door prize to some lucky participant. Now, there is a $10 suggested donation at the door, and hey, you get a shot at the door prize for that $10. There'll be 3 hours of great music for a good cause. Yes, indeed.
All right. Cool. And then up north in Gold Beach, there's another opportunity for holiday theater. The Ellensburg Theater Company, located at 94196 West Moore Street in Gold Beach, are presenting A Seussified Christmas Carol. This is written by Peter Bladell, directed by Miranda Lopez. And the dates for that, it's running from December 2nd through December 18th. They have Fridays and Saturday performances at 7:30 p.m., and then they have Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. And two children can enter for free with a paying adult on the 3rd, 4th, and 11th. Tickets are $20 for adults. Ages 4 through 16 get in for $8. To make reservations or get more information, you can call 541-247-4382. Tickets are available at Gold Beach Books, Jerry's Rogue River Museum and Gifts, and at Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings.
They are. And hey, the Event Center on the beach up there in Gold Beach at 29392 Ellensburg Avenue is presenting Holiday Light Parade and Tree Lighting. This will be happening on December 3rd here at 5 p.m. Light up your float, boat, car, horse, log, truck, or whatever else you want to. Bring through the parade to light up Highway 101. After you enjoy the light parade, you can join them as they light the community tree at the fairgrounds and indulge in some warm cider, hot chocolate, and treats in the showcase. Hey, the big man himself may even make an appearance. Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. And hey, the Pacific Music Guild is presenting the North Coast Chorale and North Coast Youth Choir, a Christmas concert. And this concert is happening at the Crescent Elk Auditorium. That's located at 994 G Street in Crescent City. The dates for this concert are the 6th and the 7th of December at 7:30 p.m. It's $10 for general admission or $8 for students.
Oh, yeah. It is the season. Hey, we have the King Tides and Beach Bird Participatory Science on the Southern Oregon Coast. This will be happening on Saturday, December 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. Coast Watch will be co-hosting the second King Tides Project event of the season. This event will take place at the Pacific Reef Hotel located at 29362. Ellensburg Avenue in Gold Beach in the conference room, which is a standalone building diagonally opposite from the office. Light food and beverages will be served. Let's see, Coast Watch and Coast, the Coastal Observation and Seabird Survey team, present back-to-back presentations on how to engage in participatory science on your local beach. Jesse Jones from Coast Watch will share about the Oregon King Tides Project, through which volunteer photographers document the reach of the winter's highest tides. This event is free, and you do not have to be a volunteer to attend. They invite the public to attend, though, because you can learn more and see if the programs might be a good fit for you. That's right.
All right. The 8th Annual Brookings Christmas Parade is coming up. It's going to take place on the 10th of December at 5:30 p.m. The parade route this year is from Oak Street to Railroad Street to 5th Street to Easy Street. The public is invited to participate in the parade, Please note there are no signups, but the event lineup starts at 4:30 p.m. You can check out their Facebook page, or you can call Amy at 541-251-4833 for more information. And after the parade, you can visit Santa at the Events Center that's at 800 Checo Avenue in Brookings, and refreshments will be served.
Yeah, and then the Friends Not Bullies Kids Christmas Bazaar, that's going to be coming up here soon at the Brookings Elks Lodge on the 10th of December. And it's running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come join in on the fun as kids run the vendor booths to make money for Christmas presents. There will also be karaoke, music, Tura Pizza will be on hand, and there'll be guest appearances by the Grinch and a certain princess, plus a door prize where one lucky person will win a gift basket from Aunt Lori's Sweets. If you're interested in being a vendor or performing, please contact Wendy Andrade at 541-254-1125. Yeah, very cool. Looking all forward right. to both these events coming up. I get to be in a boat. Yay.
Mm-hmm. It looks like right. we can squeeze in one more thing
yes, we
here.
Can.
The First Chapter Coffee House, that's located at 29325 Ellensburg Avenue in Gull Beach. They're presenting a holiday market this year. It's going to happen on the 10th of December from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's going to feature handmade art, jewelry, pottery, and more.
Yes, indeed. I mean, look at us. I mean, it's December, and we still have plenty to talk about. So we'll have to fit them into the next week's show. But we've got these next 2 weeks covered. Very cool. So we got the Flying Fickle Dream of Fate. So we got to get out of here. Before we go, I want to give a shout-out to support local businesses. Remember to always shop local. Hey, especially during the holiday season here now. I mean, there's all kinds of good deals out there and all kinds of stuff. I remember several Christmases I've done. I might do it again this Christmas, but I cruise around and hit different places up and make a little shopping experience out of hitting the local shops, getting every present for somebody from a different shop. Yeah, there you go. It's a fun little thing to do. Make a day out of it. Hey, before we get going, I want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Tom, for all the great work making us look and sound good on the radio. And I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. Now, please make sure to tune in on a daily basis to KCIW 100.7 FM. And listen to all the fine shows they have to offer. You can also listen to the fantastic show podcasts, including the Insider Report, by going to KCIW.org. And hey, while you're there, check out the live streaming that is now available. That means you can listen to all the shows along with the Insider Report, and that includes some of the other shows you may not hear on the radio for 2 weeks back, just in case you missed something. How cool is that? More from KCIW. Gotta love it. And make sure to check out the Magical Musical History Tour this week as we pay tribute to S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y Night with the Bay City Rollers. Oh, yeah. You can see days and times by going to kciw.org and checking out the weekly schedule. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
And we are signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there.
Bam! You got a bam out, everybody.
Woo! We're only slightly over. It's okay.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.